Tensions are running high at the IEC's Results Operations Centre in Pretoria today, as a plethora of smaller parties broke out into song and band together to make several of their concerns known. The parties hold that the elections were compromised and that they have not been given a chance to fairly represent themselves or their concerns through the media. African People's Convention's Adil Ntshabaleng spoke during the impromptu gathering.
It was a peaceful election, but the processes as well as the manner in which IEC conducted the elections was not free nor fair. And there were other issues. All the smaller parties here were never afforded equal access to media. They were closed out by newspapers. They were never given media opportunities to present their side of the story.
While Black First Land First echoed his sentiment.
The results that we see on this board makes a total ridicule of all the work that we have done as so-called smaller parties, as you have chosen to describe us. So we are very dissatisfied with the irregularities.
The parties state that their objectives and concerns have been negated by media houses and as a result are not being taken seriously by the IEC or the public. Hearing their concerns, we decided to give some of South Africa's less prominent political parties a chance to tell South Africa who they are, what they stand for, and how they feel about this year's supposedly free and fair democratic elections.
Yeah, you are finding us at a very difficult time. My name is Nana Ngobese Nxumalo, the president of Women Forward, the first and only feminist political party in South Africa, led by women only. Everyone else is a member who are supportive, but women are the ones who lead. The reason for that is that in South Africa, we find the walls of patriarchy totally impenetrable. It's very difficult to work here, particularly for women who are at the margins. We refuse to call ourselves small parties because we pay the same amount of money as the big parties to participate here. But worst of all, I just discovered personally that where I voted with the four colleagues where we actually went to vote on Wednesday, our votes are not counted. They are not there. Zero. Both national and provincial, they are not there. They are not there. And I had evidence of that because I actually posted immediately the presence of myself in that, and we put it up on Twitter, and we actually put it on Facebook on the very same day. Why would I go there and have a zero vote? And there is a problem with the way the system is structured in South Africa. When people, the smaller parties, are complaining that the system is not tight enough.
I'm Priyanka Nandkumar. I'm from the Minority Front. We've been around for 25 years now. It's a very traditional party based mainly on minority rights and minorities' needs and what their challenges they face. There are a lot of discrepancies that have been picked up. Like, for example, in the Msunduzi municipality, we had picked up that six of our votes were not counted at a voting station, and therefore at another voting station we were also found that there was 20 to 30 votes that were marked for us but counted as spoilt. So at the moment we're currently disputing that there. Mrs. Rajbansi is in the provincial IEC offices at the nerve center there lodging those disputes. However, we've also sent mails and lodged this thing with the national IEC, with the CEO and their structures over there as well.
Yes, my name is Bafana J for Jan Langa. I'm the president of the Economic Emancipation Forum. Now, I made it simple. We are economically inclined, and as much as we are the new entrant, young as we are, but we believe that once Ecoforum as a government is given an opportunity, we'll begin to introduce what we call localization, whereby we dismantle peri-urban and urban and rural so that the budget can be for the people, you know, because the people of South Africa are the real government. Yesterday we were a bit emotional, all of us, and what makes us to be emotional is these other things that transpires, you know. People should not actually assume that because we are so-called smaller parties, maybe we are just, you know, aggravating ourselves to really, you know, disrupt elections. But to be honest with you, these things are happening at our watch. We know about them, and it is well, you know. That's why, as far as I am, I would say, for us as a party, we have stood to the IEC code of conduct. and we want to actually take this, you know, the very same question directly, take it to the board of IEC, and they must actually come forth and say, tell us, how do they find these elections, whether they were fair, you know, or free. But for us, I would say we have kept, you know, the conduct to this far, and would say all other allegations and all other things which are some of them tested, which we know that they are tested, that have transpired, we would absolutely send a message to meaning the IEC and say, you know, its independence is critical to this democratic nation. So I'm saying we need to refrain from such propagandized media statements that we hear out there. We don't know whether they are using the media or whether are they the ones calling us small.
My name is Masodi Mashinini. I'm from African Covenant Party. It's the party with a righteous government. So we stand on four pillars, which is unity, respect, order, and prosperity. And then out of that, we have values. We have three values, which is truth, love, selflessness. And then on that three values, we will be able to give services in integrity. We have submitted the objections, and they are not our objections are not responded yet. I can't say anything on that one, but we still have hope and we still have faith, because we didn't just wake up and decided to become a party. This is a call from God.
The IEC has been made aware of several incidents of double voting and other election irregularities. The organization has assured the public that it will undertake a sample audit to ensure that these incidents do not compromise the integrity of the election. Still, less prominent parties hold that the incidents are adversely affecting their polling numbers. They hold that although they have smaller constituency bases, their voters still deserve to be adequately represented in the final tally.